time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christopher Henderson with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. He's the head of exhibits there, and they've got a really big exhibit that is getting ready to go down, and not just in saying that it's big, but in scale alone, it's quite a large exhibit as well. And it's Dippy the Diplodocus. We're going to talk about the great history behind this Diplodocus cast that they've gotten a hold of, because it is a great story, and we should I think it's great that we have one of these here in our area. And we really need to be able to take advantage of this and get out and support this one as much as possible. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's start with kind of the backstory of Dippy.
Sure. So at the turn of the century, 1900-ish, 1899 is when it was discovered. It was funded through on a dig by Andrew Carnegie, who was an early American industrialist, was the richest man in the world. But also committed to give his entire fortune away. He had written that the man who dies rich dies disgraced. And so that was his mission, to use his wealth to benefit mankind. And one of the ways he did that was by establishing cultural institutions like museums and schools and libraries. And part of his museum initiative meant searching for large dinosaurs. And that was a common thing in those times. New museums that were popping up in the East Coast were searching for large dinosaurs out here in the West, and discovering them and then shipping them back east to be mounted. Diplodocus is a sauropod dinosaur. It's a long-necked dinosaur. And at the time, it was a race to see who could mount the first complete sauropod between the Carnegie Museum and the American Museum of Natural History. And so that's sort of how it came about. That's what started the dig. And in July of 1899, they found Diplodocus in Wyoming and named it after Andrew Carnegie. It's Diplodocus carnegii.
And the Diplodocus itself is kind of affectionately called Dippy. That's where Dippy comes in, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So after this dinosaur was discovered, Carnegie and William J. Holland, the curator of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, hatched this plan to cast the original fossil bones and reproduce the skeleton in plaster, and then gift those plaster casts to anyone in the world, any head of state all over the world who requested one personally from Andrew Carnegie. So there were 10 original casts made in plaster, and those now stand all over the world, from Europe to Latin America and here in America. And it's really amazing. We're lucky to have part of this original legacy.
And I think the one thing that you brought up that's rather interesting as well is it was all about, he was going to use them to promote world peace. That's what it all started from, you were saying.
Yeah, that's correct. So Carnegie, part of his initiative to help use his wealth to help mankind was to promote world peace and international arbitration. He believed that rather than settling conflicts through armed combat, that people could get together and share knowledge with each other and arbitrate and resolve their conflicts peacefully.
So that's where all of this started. And as you were saying, the one that's here is one of the original. Is that correct? Am I saying that correctly?
It's made from the original molds that Andrew Carnegie made with William J. Holland to produce these casts to gift around the world. It's the very last cast made of those original molds. It was made in 1957 by G. Unterman, who was the curator and director of the Fieldhouse Museum in Vernal at that time.
And as you were saying, that's where this one came from, and that's kind of where, the university stepped in and talked with Vernal and made this kind of happen. So let's get into how the university here, the museum here, came to be have ownership of this one.
So the original concrete cast that was made, the 11th cast from those original molds, was made in concrete in Vernal specifically so that it could be mounted outdoors. The rest of the original casts had been made in plaster and could only be mounted indoors. This one was made out of a special blend of lightweight concrete and then was mounted out in front of the Fieldhouse Museum. Many of your listeners may remember from 1957 up until, I believe, 1989. So over 30 years, was there just on the roadside or on the highway just in front of the Fieldhouse Museum. Eventually, the Fieldhouse moved. They wanted to recast Diplodocus in a lighter weight plastic material and then mount it inside in their lobby. If you go to the Fieldhouse now, you can see that second generation cast that's there in their lobby, and it's a lightweight plastic cast. The concrete cast was then sitting in their collections, and because it's a state-owned artifact, it could only be released to another accredited state institution, and since we are that, and we have relationships with that museum in Vernal, they hatched the plan to transfer ownership, or actually to loan the concrete cast skeleton to the Prehistoric Museum here in Price.
And we're allowed to have that indefinitely, you said?
It's a 99-year
or is there such
loan.
A word as indefinitely?
Yeah, it's
a
99-year loan, you know, which can be renewed at the end of it. So, yeah, essentially, it's indefinitely lent to us.
And so that brings us to June 16th. You're going to have a big opening there showing off what you guys have. The other part of this is you're really trying to find a home where this can be mounted and left all the time. And as you said, since it is concrete, it can be outside even. So you're hoping to come up with some ideas and let people kind of vote on where this thing should go. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, it's in concrete. And we here at the Prehistoric Museum, when it was received in 2013, they wrote a grant and were able to repair the damaged bones to prepare it for mounting somewhere here in Price outdoors. It has been sitting in our collections for the past 10 years, awaiting a chance to be mounted somewhere. It takes money. It takes buy-in from the community. It takes initiative and people pushing it through to make this happen. And we figured the best way to do that would be to bring that cast up out of our collections, put it on display, tell this incredible story, and hopefully get people excited about putting it up somewhere here in Carbon County. And yeah, we'd like to solicit ideas from people. There, it could be at the university, it could be near the museum, it could be in the Peace Garden. Like I said, this dinosaur is a symbol of international peace. It was part of this strategy to promote international peace and arbitration. And so it makes sense, you know, but there could also be mounted near the highway, kind of the way it was in Vernal. You know, we're open to any ideas, and the right one will work.
All right. So once again, this is going on June 16th. Going to have an opening for Dippy the Diplodocus. Head on down to the Prehistoric Museum and check it out. This is a world-renowned, once again, I think we need to really look at it that way, is that it's to me, I mean, I realize they do great things at the museum. Don't take this the wrong way. I think it's unbelievable that we have something of this magnitude and scope here in our area, in our museum, and let's find a home for it, and let's do something with this, because yeah, it needs to be out somewhere and it needs to be seen all the time. Christopher Henderson with the museum, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time. So once again, that is the 16th of June. Are you going to have like a big grand opening for it and a get together and have everybody down?
Yeah, the opening reception will be on the 16th. It'll be open to the public then the next day on the 17th, Saturday the 17th.
All right, so just get out and enjoy what this is, because it is unbelievable. Dippy the Diplodocus, what a great story. And it's right here. It's right here in our backyard at the Prehistoric Museum on Main Street. Once again, Christopher Henderson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.